Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. India stays at number 11 on an international watchdog's list of Christian persecution, and some people are asking why. Then, what's really happening behind the scenes for minorities in Syria? We'll unpack the story for you in just a few moments. But first, the 2025 World Watch list with Open Doors USA is out, rating the top 50 countries with the worst Christian persecution. Now, the World Watch list is different from Global Christian Relief's Red List, which lists 25 of the most severe nations across five categories for Christian persecution. On the new World Watch list, many were watching India in particular to see how it would rank. For the second year in a row, India remains in 11th place, hovering just outside the top 10. Regan Miller with Mission India offers some perspective.
The fact that it stayed the same probably just means that the other countries have remained worse, which is tragic, but it doesn't mean that India's doing a whole lot better.
For example,
there are a handful of states in India that have what is called anti-conversion laws, and the laws vary slightly by state. But in general, they require that if you are going to change religions, that you or the person leading you to the other religion gives official notice. And if you fail to do so and they find out that you've changed religions without giving official notice, then you or the person leading you to a new faith can be fined or given prison time even.
So what can you do with the 2025 World Watch List? Pray through it. Mission India has resources to inform your prayers for India. We'll connect you at missionnews.org. We turn elsewhere to Malawi, which is seeing a surge of refugees from neighboring Mozambique, where political violence has erupted with the confirmation of a new president. Jennifer Ntali, National Director of TWR Malawi.
We have had an influx of people coming in into the south of Malawi, and at the moment the numbers are staying about 3,000.
Mozambique's opposition leader, Venancio Mondlane, has staged widespread protests in the wake of Daniel Chapo's election. Since the protests began, civilian life has halted.
People were not able to go to work, to school. Most of the people just remain in their homes for weeks on end.
As people flee over the border to Malawi, that country faces problems of its own, including recent cyclones and a dry spell. As people flee to Malawi, that country faces problems of its own, including recent cyclones and a dry spell. The unrest of neighboring countries has also inhibited trade.
Transportation of oil and food coming from the ports to come into Malawi.
TWR broadcasts Christian radio programs across Malawi and even as far as some parts of Mozambique. Mtali says the messaging affects both hosts and refugees. Please pray for Malawi as the country hosts its Mozambican neighbors and pray for a return to stability for both these countries. And finally, keep this story in your back pocket as you sift the headlines on Syria. Tom Doyle with Uncharted Ministries recently met with their Syria field leader. Despite the rhetoric of HTS leaders to the world, there's more happening behind the scenes than is widely reported. Militants are targeting Alawites, a divergent form of Islam upheld by the previous regime.
And of course, this is payback because Bashar Assad was an Alawite, and now the ruling leaders are going after the Alawites. Some of them were terrorists, for sure, but then there's just good Alawite people that are living in fear. A lot of death, a lot of kidnappings, bodies along the road in Alawite areas that are just being left there.
He says there have also been clear threats to Christians that you're next. Yet a local believer sent Doyle's team this message.
This friend of ours signs the letter, "Rest assured, my dear brother, we are all well through the Lord." Even though there's clampdowns on when they can go outside of their homes, they're not getting paid, their government is not functioning well, and there's open threats. Many of them know people that have been killed. But in the midst of it, the body of Christ is shining.
As HTS consolidates power, remember and pray for the church with your eyes open. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.